U.S. foreign policy has seen a dramatic shift in the first couple of years of the Trump administration in words and in actions. Longtime allies have been criticized, while sworn adversaries, enemies even, like Russia, have seen relations become more complicated. Anne Marie Slaughter was director of policy planning for the U.S. State Department. She's currently CEO of New America. She was at ASU recently to talk about Kosovo and Webcraft in the Balkans. Before a broader discussion of foreign policy, I asked her what we could learn from Kosovo in terms of how important different areas of the world can be to the U.S. at different times.
One of the reasons we don't pay as much attention now is that it's not in open conflict. I would not say that it is a true peace. There's still tremendous ethnic resentments, lots of leftover from the war. There's still economic problems. But when you're in a world in which the Middle East is blowing up and you have both Russia and China as rivals and adversaries, if not, I wouldn't call them enemies, then you shift your lens.
Does Russian aggression potentially affect that area specifically as far as what we're concerned about?
It certainly could. And of course, we're paying a lot of attention to Russia in Ukraine and also sometimes in Georgia. And certainly Russia supports the Serbs still very strongly. That's a very old relationship and it continues. So it's conceivable that our relationship with Russia could spill into the Balkans. We've just had a whole incident around Macedonia, which is now finally being recognized as the Republic of North Macedonia, which is the South Balkans. And the Russians, and we were on opposite sides there, and the Russians really tried to stop that recognition from happening. So it's still there, but it's definitely at a simmer.
You held such an important position in the State Department that I just want to get your take in general about how the U.S. is approaching foreign policy at this point, whether it's allies, whether it's based on certain adversaries. Can there be a separation point between what a president and the White House do on Twitter as opposed to what diplomats are actually carrying out?
Well, I am very worried. I'm actually worried because with all the chaos in the White House, there are real threats out there. Russian interference, not only in elections, but just making trouble. This is the way that Russia has regained its stature in the world. Tremendous potential issues with China. I mean, my nightmare is that there's an accident in the South or East China Sea involving the United States or one of our allies, Korea, Japan, Taiwan. We've got lots of allies in the region. And, domestic politics on both sides could lead it to blow up. And there's nobody really serious enough and experienced enough in foreign policy in the White House or right now. There's no Secretary of Defense. We could find ourselves on the brink of war. So I worry a lot. I think the damage that the Trump administration is doing to our reputation around the world has been done before. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when only 4% of the Germans approved of the United States in 1982 when we wanted to introduce intermediate nuclear forces. And, the Iraq War, we were persona non grata in lots of places in the world. And generally that gets repaired when the administration changes. I'm more worried right now because I do think we're in a time of real change. I mean, you cannot keep running the world based on a system that was designed by the victors of World War II. The system is changing, and we should be actively leading and shaping and trying to make sure that the rules that are coming are favorable to us. And instead, we're making trouble, I mean, in the sense of kind of insulting our allies and talking about pulling out of NATO and really, America first. That's a situation in which I worry that other powers are going to be able to make rules we're not going to be happy with.
In our foreign policy, is there a happy medium between trust and force or influence? Is there a feeling that you can build a good relationship with some of these other nations, allies, adversaries, while also realizing that no one can trust everyone 100% of the time?
Yes. And so, for instance, with respect to China, many people could fault President Trump's methods, but I would say the effort to treat China only as a friend or even just as a competitor was not working all that well. In other words, China joined the World Trade Organization, but really in many places has not followed the rules. And that is not just President Trump saying that. That was also the Obama administration saying that. Hillary Clinton knew that when she was running. So there did need to be a tougher approach. Whether the current trade sanctions are the right approach, we'll see. A lot of it will depend on whether there's real negotiation. So that's a case where China is not our enemy, but it is our adversary in some ways. And you do have to, well, Ronald Reagan said trust but verify. I'd say more than just trust but verify. I'd say engage, respect, but also be very aware where your interests really do collide on everything from theft of technology to human rights.
I wanted to ask you one more question, and it's related to this very famous article you wrote many years ago. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see a lot more presidential candidates during this cycle and the 2020 cycle than we've seen before. Are you encouraged to see more females running for this high in office? Do you think there can be a true influence? Is there some still convincing that needs to be done of a lot by a lot of American voters?
The scrutiny that is applied to women candidates is just a blatant double standard, mm-hmm. as Hillary Clinton knew. But as every woman, Republican or Democrat, says, you know, if you speak up, you are shrill. If you get tough, there's the B word. On the other hand, you can be too soft. And we just apply a lens that essentially tells me our vision of authority and power is still male. And so we look at a woman and we think that doesn't look like what I need to see for someone who leads me. Ultimately, we've got to be able to look past the gender and we've got to be able to look at the person. And we're not quite there yet, although we are making strides.
That is Anne-Marie Slaughter. She is CEO of New America. Real pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure.